Uber, an app that summons luxury rides, wants to become a major player in Florida. But right now, it's largely on the sidelines, offering services only in Jacksonville. At the center of the conflict is how local governments regulate the limo industry. Cities like Miami, Orlando, Tampa, and Fort Lauderdale have strict rules in place when it comes to wait times and minimum fares. Rachel Holt is Uber's East Coast General Manager.
Why does it have to cost me $50? Why is there no other option to get a classy ride that doesn't cost $50 to go down the street in Tampa, or $35 to go down the street in Orlando, or $70 to go down the street in Miami? There are laws that are on the books that simply are not in the best interest of consumers.
Uber urged state lawmakers to pass a watered-down version of a proposal that would have affected Hillsborough County only, but it failed under pushback from taxi cabs and local governments. Taxi operators worry letting Uber in will give limos an advantage while keeping taxi regulations in place. For example, taxi drivers are required to carry commercial insurance policies. And over the weekend, several Uber rideshare drivers were ticketed for not having those policies in place. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.